And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Well, it's good to be here. I've been around now for almost 30 years on the radio. My message has always been the same. My message has been that you have to learn how to seal out stress. Because to the extent that you react to stress, to that extent, you change. You become emotional. You become drained. And you're no longer the same person that you were long time ago. Long time ago when you were a little child. You were close to the inner light. You lived in God's beautiful present. You loved the birds and the grass, flowers. You loved your puppy and your cat and your mommy and daddy and your friends. You loved to ride your bicycle and run through the meadow. Life was beautiful, and it was a discovery process. Every day you discovered new things about God's beautiful earth. But something happened. Something happened. What happened was that people around you, such as other kids, who teased you, who were cruel and who were mean, parents and other adults who were impatient, angry, upset, demanding, who rejected you or were unhappy when you made a little mistake. Well, what happens is that the pressure gets to you. The tease gets to you. The anger, the impatience, the meanness, the injustice gets to you. And then what? You react to it emotionally. There we go. There's the word. Emotionally. You begin to react emotionally. And when you do, you change. Now, what are emotions? Emotions are the internalization of some external stress. See, stresses are supposed to stay on the outside. They're not supposed to get in. And what are the stresses? Well, like I said, they usually have something to do with impatience, hatred, cruelty. And so what are those kind of stresses then? Aren't they some kind of they're almost more spiritual, aren't they? I mean, animals are subject to what? To the wind and the rain and the sunlight and the cold and heat, which we are too. But those are not the stresses in modern civilization that cause the great damage. The stresses that cause the damage are the psychic stresses, the spiritual stresses, impatience. See, now a little child can recognize impatience for what it is. It's hatred, it's a lack of love. The little child recognizes tease for what it is, cruelty for what it is, meanness, lying, deceit, stealing your stuff, taking your things, being nicer to one child than another, comparing one child against the other, pressuring you to do more, be more. Children recognize those for what they are, a lack of love. And the child reacts with upset, with hurt feelings, with anger, with outrage. And there it begins. From that point on, the child loses the innocence that he or she once had. And the world rushes in. The world penetrates. So we've got to stop that from happening. You've got to stop being penetrated by the world. Put up a shield. You're like the Starship Enterprise, put up a shield. And then you have to find a way. And when I say shield, I don't mean being defensive, being paranoid, putting other people down before they can put you down, or withdrawing. No. But putting up a shield where you can go out and enjoy life, just like you did when you were a little child, do all kinds of things. but without being penetrated by the confusion and the cruelty of the world. So we're going to talk about that today. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. We're talking about learning how not to be penetrated by stress. Because if it doesn't penetrate, then it's not a stress. It's a stress, but it doesn't get to you. So for you, it's not a stress. I'll give you a simple example. You know how when you're just starting a new job and you have to learn everything, it's a little bit stressful, isn't it, trying to learn everything? And the person next to you who's been there for a long time, they do all these complicated things like it was nothing. For them, it's not a stress. But for you, it is. It's not a bad stress, but it's a sort of a stress, isn't it? Learning to do something new. And then after you've been there for a couple of months, why, it's just automatic and it's nothing. Then a new person comes along and it's a big stress for them. Wouldn't it be nice if you could learn to deal with the stresses of people's cruelty and meanness and their confusion and their challenges and their little teases and little innuendos? Wouldn't it be nice if you could learn to deal with those in a masterly way, just like you handle some of the details of your job where you've been for a while? You're good at it. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, and without manipulation, without having to be a bully, without having to put them down or get them off balance, or without trying to mask your inadequacies, without any compensation at all, just in a masterful way, handle all of these stresses. And how about the stress of your husband, the stress of your wife, the stress of your kids, the stress of your mother-in-law, the stress of your boss? Wouldn't it be nice if you could handle them in a masterful way, but without manipulation? Listen again to the way I said it, in a masterful way, but without manipulation. In other words, handle them with patience and with love, with emotionless love. Ah, there's the key word again, emotionless. Remember before we talked about stress and we said reacting emotionally. And now we're talking about true love, true agape love for other humans. And we said emotionless love. Well, that's the secret. You have to find emotionless love for others, which is patience. So when others say their little things or do their little things, even if they're being deliberately cruel, it just goes in one ear and out the other. It doesn't even bother you. Not because you pretend it doesn't bother you. Not because you repress your reaction. Not because you suppress your anger, but because it simply doesn't bother you. I know what you're going to say. You say, that would be really, really nice. But look, in your life, maybe you've actually known someone like that. Maybe you had a good grandma or a good grandpa or a good aunt or a big brother, or you knew someone who had a twinkle in his eye or her eye, who had a light touch, who was patient and lighthearted and cheerful, never got angry. Have you known someone like that? See? So it proves it can be done. Maybe your dad was like that. Maybe you remember when you were little and your dad, remember he was, maybe your dad was kind of easygoing, kind of lighthearted and had a sense of humor. But somebody was making him angry. Someone made him angry. Someone was always making him angry. And who was it that was making him angry? Was it his boss? Was it your mom? Who was making him angry? And when he became angry, he started to lose that brightness, that light touch, that easygoingness, that calmness. Remember, he had that. He lost it. And how did he lose it? By reacting emotionally to the teases of others. Now, why was your mom stressed for your dad? Why? What did your mom want from him? Undoubtedly, what she wanted from him was love. That's what she wanted. She wanted emotionless love. She may not have even known what she wanted, but deep down, that's what she needed and wanted, was emotionless, calm love from your father. But instead, he got angry. See? So he didn't know how to deal with her. And so therefore, he failed, didn't he? Undoubtedly. Well, how about you now? Are you failing in your relationships with other people? Are you reacting? Are you reacting to your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your mom, your dad, other people? Are you reacting to traffic and delays? And are you getting upset? Are you getting angry? Then you're going to have to learn not to. Because when you're not angry, when you're not upset, when you're not resentful, you can respond with patience. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. Yes, we're talking about becoming immune to stress, the pressure of stress that wants to get inside you and change you. That torment you. Now, why do people do that? Well, they do it because it was done to them. The stress got in them, and now it in them wants to do the same thing to you. So let's talk about some antidotes. Remember I said to put up a force field like the Starship Enterprise did so that it doesn't get in, so it doesn't penetrate? And I said that one of the great secrets is to not react emotionally, to remain impassive. Listen to what Thomas A. Kempis had to say. He wrote The Imitation of Christ, the most popular devotional book of all time. In Book 1, Chapter 6, he talked about unbridled affections. When I say affection, what he meant was emotion. When a man desires a thing too much, he at once becomes ill at ease. A proud and avaricious man never rests, whereas he who is poor and humble of heart lives in a world of peace. An unmortified man is quickly tempted and overcome in small trifling evils. He is quick to anger if reproved. Now listen to this. Thomas A. Kempis says, true peace of heart, then, is found in resisting passions, not in satisfying them. There is no peace in the carnal man, in a man given to vain attractions, but there is peace in the fervent and spiritual man. Do you understand? Can you see that when somebody does a little injustice to you, or a meanness, or a tease, can you see how they're trying to excite and incite your emotional response of anger or hurt feelings or something like that? So you become angry at their tease. And then what? Then you feel like doing the same thing to them or being mean to them. Okay, so you have internalized it. Now in having internalized their tease, now you think about it. What he said or what she said, and what did they mean, and why did they say that? And next time I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do that, or I'm going to say this, or I'm going to get even, and I'm going to do that. You internalize it, and you play with it in your mind, and you keep repeating the scene over and over again in your mind. See how the stress got inside? But if, upon being teased or taunted, you didn't react with emotion, it wouldn't get inside. It would stay on the outside. And then after you have reacted with emotion, let's say anger, you become angry. And then after you've been angry for a long time, then what? Then you need relief. You're all tense and nervous and upset. And you need some kind of relief from the anger that you have built up. See, they didn't make you make the anger in you. You made it in yourself, or you allowed it. And then what do you look for? Then you look for the marijuana or the alcohol or food or distraction or entertainment, something to soothe and take away the tension from the anger. So that's the only life you know, and that most people know, is that kind of a life. But were you to become oblivious, unconcerned about what people say about you or think about you, if you were less passionate, if you were not emotional, then you would find the other life, the spiritual life. Christ, Paul, talked about being dead to sin and alive in Christ. If you could learn to respond to Christ, to his truth, to virtue, to honor, see, then those responses would save you from reacting and responding with emotions to the world. Download my free complimentary meditation now at sheddingshackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret of becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Life could be so simple and so sweet, like when you were a little child. Again, if you could just learn to not react emotionally, to so many things. That would be so nice. So now do you understand that? Did you hear the little announcement that I had there about being upset, so on? Can you see that so many of the things that bother you now, like your ruined relationships, like your financial problems, and so many of your, you know, your tummy aches and your headaches, often they're because you've been upset, you've been angry, you've been full of rage and suppressed hostility and hurt feelings. What effect do you suppose all of those emotions have on your blood pressure and your digestion and the tension in your muscles and nervous system? They surely must have some effect, and it can't be good. See? So, wouldn't it be nice if you could just flow, if you could go with the flow, like when you were a little child? But now, what do? Now you react and become upset, become irritated, become nervous. And then you feel like you want to run from it. And then you look for the drink or the marijuana or the food or the distraction to take away the pain and the tension from having reacted in the first place. So now are you beginning to see that you have to find a way to seal the stresses out? And a nice way of doing that is by practicing a little meditation. Learning to stand back. Take a mental step back. Here's a simple example. I've given it before, but I'll give it again. A little girl came home from school, went to her room, and her mom peeked through the door, and instead of doing her homework, her daughter was sitting there staring out the window, or something like that. And Mom was starting to become angry, so she was going to go in and give a big speech about having to do homework. But then when she got into her daughter's room, she saw her daughter had a tear in her eye. And when Mom saw the tear in her daughter's eye, all of a sudden Mom took a mental step back. She took a mental step back and forgot about her anger, and forgot about her preconceived ideas and her prejudgments, and said, "What's wrong?" She found out that her daughter had been teased at school and someone had stolen her backpack. And so now Mom has the big picture. So now homework is not so important. So when you're just about ready to get into an argument with your partner, take a mental step back. You realize that, what do they say? Don't sweat the small stuff. But you have to really see it. You see it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Your wife or your partner is just a lady or just a man. All of a sudden you get the big picture, and it modifies, it softens, it brings in understanding and kindness and patience. If you could live your whole life that way, if you could take a mental step back and live your whole life that way, then you would know peace of mind. And other people would feel from you, what they would feel from you would be true love, patience, instead of use, instead of anger, instead of impatience. They would see the face of true love. And what effect would that have on your relationship? It would be beautiful. And it can begin now. It can begin in this instant as I'm talking. Some of you, are you not taking a mental step back? Do not my words help you to stand back and say quietly, wordlessly, yes. Yes, Roland, I see what you mean. Well, there is something you can do. You can get the little meditation that I have. I have a free version. It's like 6 minutes long. It's free. It helps you to become centered, to become anchored into present instead of lost in your imagination. And what is your imagination mostly but the remnants of stress? See? The sequelae of stress. Somebody upsets you, and then you think about it over and over and over again. See, and then you try to dream up fantasies of what to do. You see what I mean? So, but if you could stand back instead of getting lost in your imagination, if you could remain in the present, then you could impart wisdom You could impart understanding and patience to everything that you do. And it would be beautiful. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage? A spiritual and practical look at relationships. My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at YouTube.com or SheddingShackles.com. If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Thomas A. Kempis said that true peace of heart is in resisting passions, not in succumbing to them. But resisting passions, you must learn how to do so properly by standing back, and imparting wisdom into your life, and understanding, and patience. And then the passion dissolves away, and you're free to express true love. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.